And the other thing I did was to put together a summer program for the children who live over there. They don't have any structured activity during the summer, and no real facilities except for the Larchmont Rec Center across the street over here, which is really just inadequate, but it's some place that they can go. And so it's an academic program, and it is recreational, and it is free to these kids from grades 4 through 9. The rec program we run in cooperation with Norfolk Parks and Rec. And therefore, kids can come through my program and go to that program, which is an all-day recreation program. And they used to go swimming, but the swimming pool that we use here on the campus, they closed it down. But they'd go on field trips, and they have little games and arts and crafts and that sort of thing.
So that program is still
continuing? Yeah, the Lamb's Point Summer Program still goes on to this day. And as I said, we have an academic program, which is reading and computer literacy.
Who teaches those?
Well, from time to time it has changed. Uh-huh. Over time it has changed. We've had college professors. We've had Norfolk High School teachers. As a matter of fact, Pat White, who is one of the Norfolk 17, taught in the program. She taught advanced biology one summer. We've had graduate students from Old Dominion. So it has, over time, had a variety of backgrounds teaching those kids. But it has always, to my mind, been very important that the students see African Americans in that role on campus. And so where I've been able to, I've tried to do that. I've tried to hire them. But this summer coming up, we're going to do something different. And we have two graduate students from the Darden College. And they are going to do reading differently. They're going to approach it differently. And it's an exciting opportunity for the kids as well as for the graduate students. And so we'll see how that goes. But we also provide basketball camps, you know, that where the kids get to live on the campus for a week. And another very exciting program for the kids is the Sea Camp, which is run by the Oceanography Department. And that's where the kids go out to the various waters and pick up specimens and examine those and learn about the habitat and all of that sort
and
of thing.
Are these programs open to all children in the area, or just the...
Just the Lamb's Point kids. We get some Park Place kids. But we also, and this was the thought of Dr. Cook, I have to credit him with this, the dependents of our hourly and classified employees. And I want you to know that they are a very important part of this. They want every summer for their kids to be involved in these programs. Mm-hmm. Because, one, they know it's a structured program. The kids are right here with them. It's free and it's good. Mm-hmm. And so those are the kids who are in that those programs. So we've done that, and we've worked with Larchmont, and I better stop here and go back, because another very important part I've left out with the summer program that Dr. Cook also helped put together. We talked to Norfolk Southern. They're also a neighbor. And Dr. Cook had said to me, you know, they're neighbors and we ought to get them involved. And so they have endowed a scholarship. So so students who go through this program in any phase, whether it's just recreation, whether it's academic or whatever, as long as they have been in a program, when they have finished high school, they can apply to Old Dominion University, and if they have all of the other credentials that are required and there is a need, we provide 2 scholarships wow. per year. So that over a period of years has been very good. It's been difficult getting these kids through, though, I will have to tell you that. But nevertheless, I think over a period of time, we have graduated about 5 of kids from the Lamb's Point Summer Program.